I can clog like that, but I just wouldn't want to show off. I got a couple more for you. You want to hear them? We've been backstage thinking about this. We thought, what if Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, came to Medieval Week at Augusta?
Domine, daddy, domine, daddy.
Seriously, I did hear that Tony Bennett is going to come to Old Time Week because he wants to study with Hazel Dickens, and he's working on this one. I don't know if I can do this.
West Virginia, hey, oh my home, yeah, hey, West Virginia, where I belong, yeah.
Okay. You're probably imagining backstage the artists are furiously tuning up and thinking about their tunes and, you know, doing deep breathing, and that is not what's going on back there at all, I can tell you. The next people who are going to come up here just tell me a great joke, and they tell musician jokes, so I'm going to see if I can get this one right. This is from Terry. There are these three guys, and they're waiting at the pearly gates, and St. Peter, you know, he's got to check everybody out because he wants to make sure that they get nothing but the, you know, the creme de la creme up there. So the first person steps up and he asks, so what did you make? You know, what kind of money did you make while you were down on Earth? And the lady says, well, I made, you know, around 200 grand a year. He says, whoa, that's pretty good. What did you do? And she goes, I was a brain surgeon. He says, oh, well, that's great. Come on in. So the next person steps up and St. Pete asks, you know, so what did you make in a year? He goes, oh, I made around 90,000 a year. And he says, oh, well, that's not bad. What did you do for a living? He says, I was a legal clerk. St. Peter thinks a minute. Okay, yeah, that's good. We'll let you in. So then this third person steps up, and St. Peter asks, so what did you make for a salary? And he says, oh, well, in a good year I got, you know, generally could clear around 30,000, but usually it was more like around 20. He says, oh, wow, well, what instrument did you play? I didn't get it wrong. I usually mess up those punchlines. Actually, I have a bone to pick with these people because, you know, I want to make sure as MC that I get their names right. And of course, right before I came on, they tell me this story about how the last gig they played, or I don't know, it was a little while ago, they were introduced on the radio as Mud Pie. And they introduced their names as Greg Artsberger and Tony Loney. So they've really messed my mind up, but I think I'll get it right. Please welcome the incredible duo, Magpie, Greg Artsner and Terry Leononi. Leone.
That's Tony Loney to you.
Under a blanket of blue, just you and I beneath the stars, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance, the night is ours. Under a blanket of blue, let me be thrilled by all your charms. Darling, I know my heart will dance within your arms. A summer night's magic of love for two. Wrap the arms of sweet romance under a blanket of blue.
Since we were here, and we've been having such a great time this week. We wanted to do that song because it's from our Sheroes, the Boswell Sisters. We've been doing a class this week called Heroes and Sheroes. Mostly we've been dealing with other kinds of heroes and sheroes, but we've touched on a few things like that. And we're going to do, it's really difficult for us to sort of combine everything that we do into just a few songs like this, so we tried to decide what we were going to do, and we decided that we were going to just do that and then a few other things that kind of try to cover a little bit of the spectrum anyway. We're going to do a couple of songs now that are from a collection of songs that we put together last year. Terry and I did 3 years worth of research into the story of John Brown, and John Brown, the famous abolitionist, and his wife Mary. And we wrote a play based on the letters that they wrote to each other and on their recollections. And we wrote this play. It was a two-person play, and in a two-person play, you can't tell a whole lot of the other stories, the people who were associated with them. So we decided that we would write some songs and put together a collection of songs. And so we're going to do a couple of songs from that collection. This one is actually written by our good buddy Reggie Harris and his wife Kim, wonderful singers from upstate New York. And it's based on a true story from the days of the Underground Railroad, based on a letter, true story, a letter written by one who escaped from slavery, made it all the way to Canada, and wrote a letter to someone left behind. And the story is that, of course, if you're used to winters down in, you know, Alabama, South Carolina, and then you all of a sudden arrive in Canada, winter in Canada is not exactly welcoming to those who are accustomed to southern winters. And so the climate is unwelcoming, but the worst thing is, of course, having to leave someone behind in slavery. And the prospect, of course, was never to see them again, unless they were lucky and got on the Underground Railroad like you did. And this song is full of code words and sort of typical of the songs of the Underground Railroad.
You'll hear a couple of them. Heaven was known as Canada. And you'll hear the shepherd
sing out the number of people that are supposed to make it that night on the Underground Railroad train.
The song is called Heaven is Less Than Fair. Well, Terry and I are from northeastern Ohio originally, and which of course was a part of the country that during the 1830s, 40s, and 50s was a major center for the abolitionist movement. And of course, John Brown himself grew up in northeastern Ohio. Four of the men in his company had direct connections to the state of Ohio, and so we made up a little song about them, for them, in their voices. The first verse is in the voice of Barclay Coppock, It's one of the two Quaker brothers who were from Salem, Ohio, and they actually moved to Iowa, where they met up with Brown, but they were originally from Ohio. The second verse is about John Kagi, Brown's chief lieutenant, who was from Bristolville, Ohio, near Youngstown, and he had spent some time as a school teacher in Virginia, and once he had begun to express some abolitionist viewpoints, he was asked to leave the state. And then there was the third verse is about Lewis Leary, who was one of the five black members of Brown's company. He was from Oberlin, Ohio. He and his nephew, John Copeland, joined up with Brown after hearing him speak on a lecture tour in northern Ohio. And the last verse is in the voice of Aaron Stevens, who was originally from Connecticut but had moved to Ohio. At the time he joined up with Brown's company, he was living up in Ashtabula. So the song is called Goodbye to Old Ohio.
Goodbye to old Ohio, for we are southward bound. We're gonna fight for freedom with Captain John Brown. We'll march into Virginia with the truest of the brave, down to the plantations to liberate the slave.
I was raised up in the North, the Society of Friends. We stood with Mr. Garrison and prayed for slavery's end. But all our moral suasion has failed to win the day, to stop this bloody evil in our land not far away.
So I says to Captain Brown, I'll follow thee and go to set the captive free. Goodbye to old Ohio, where we are southward bound. We're gonna fight for freedom with Captain John Brown. We'll march into Virginia with the truest of the brave, down to the plantations to liberate the slave. In the hills of North Ohio, I grew up white and free. But I worked in old Virginia where I witnessed slavery. So I traveled out to Kansas with Captain Brown to fight. And now I'm his lieutenant in this struggle for the right. Now I hear the voice of duty calling me to go and set the captive free. Goodbye to old Ohio, for we are southward bound. We're gonna fight for freedom with Captain John Brown. We'll march into Virginia with the truest of the brave. Captain Brown, and so we both enlisted to follow him down. Now we go to strike a blow for liberty, go to set the captive free. Goodbye to old Ohio, for me is southward bound. We're gonna fight for freedom with Captain John Brown. We'll march into Virginia with the truest of the brave, down to the plantations to liberate the slave.
On the bleeding Kansas battleground. Now we go to Harper's Ferry to liberate the guns. Then we'll free the slaves and put the masters on the run. We're gonna put an end to slavery, go to set the captive free. Goodbye to old Ohio, for we are southward bound. We're gonna fight for freedom with Captain John Brown. We'll march into Virginia with the truest of the brave, down to the plantations to liberate the slave. Goodbye to old Ohio, where we are southward bound. We're gonna fight for freedom with Captain John Brown. We'll march into Virginia with the truest of the brave, down to the plantations to liberate the
slave. To end our little set here with a song about
how we each give each other courage and light to do things in the world. And this was inspired by the great woman Ella Baker, who is a wonderful civil rights worker
who was the founding core member of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and she said this very beautiful thing. She said, "Give light and people will find the way, I do believe." She believed that each one of us can make a big difference. And I have today and all week been feeling like I have gotten so much light and love from everybody here at Augusta. I really want to thank Flawn and Margo and every staff person and volunteer that's ever been at this festival. I think they deserve a huge round of applause. The sound, everybody. And some of the teachers, like myself, have lost things, and things have been found by just incredible means. I just want you to know that we really appreciate everything that all of you give us and the energy that you give us. And there's a great thing you can do. You can help me sing in sign language if you like. Shake your hands out like this. You say, give, and then give yourself some light. Then sometime this week, I'm sure you've gotten some light from somebody else. You get your person out, give some light to that other person. And if you want to get light from somewhere else, you do this. And I was really moved by Tamara when she sang a song, Being a Dancer. It was so wonderful to hear her beautiful voice. And so you can dance with your hands and have some fun as well as honoring this great woman, Ella Baker.
And please join in on the chorus. Actually, each verse is a chorus. Give light and people will find the way. People will find the way, I do believe. We'll just, it's a zipper song. We'll just zip in a different idea each verse. It's really easy. This is Vocal Week. Vocalize.
Thank you so much for inviting us back to Augusta.
Give light and people will find a way. Give light and people will find a way. Give light and people will find a way. People will find a way, I do believe. Give light and people will find a way.
Leo Nino and
Gary Snow.
This is your captain speaking. You have exactly 20 minutes during intermission to go out and spend all your money
at the Augusta store and the silent auction. See you after intermission.